kreativitás éve által ihletett prágai konferencia központi témája, hogy a művészet és kultúra hogyan teszi teljes értékűvé életünket, és hogyan növeli az egyén és Európa kreatív lehetőségeit, versenyképességét.
What are your hopes in terms of the practical outcomes of this particular forum?
I think this forum should help to give the clear message that creativity is at the heart of the future for both society and for economy, and that culture and economy can go together. And the future of the society is much more about immaterial products and much more about networking, specific interactive skills, and that's what culture is about.
It's a gathering of experts, of academics, artists, designers, arts administrators, to come together from all over the European Union, all the countries of the European Union, to discuss the European Commission's policies on how to improve Europe's creativity and how to make European culture stronger.
I think the interesting questions that have come up have been what is the role of government in culture, in the arts, and how can governments facilitate and make happen artistic creativity, cultural creativity, all sorts of creativity?
I think firstly that an ordinary person on the street might be confused as to what we mean by the creative industries. And the creative industries are all those things we do out of choice for pleasure. And so it's books, music, art, galleries, but also fashion, design, architecture, a whole series of things like that. It's the fastest growing bit of the European economy, has been for some time.
A konferencián kiváló szakemberek, nagy sikerű előadók vitatták meg a kreativitás szerepét a művészet, a kultúra, a kreatív ökológia, a társadalom, az oktatás és a gazdaság témaköreiben. Mindemellett a konferenciának otthont adó Csehország nehéz helyzetbe került Soros uniós elnöksége alatt a cseh kormány lemondásával.
Bike is that?
It's an electric bike. It's a bike that normally works only when you go up the hill.
The battery helps you so that you don't sweat.
Oh, I see.
Ravim!
Who was that?
No go, it's journalists. I know all the journalists.
Oh, okay.
Sister. Say hi. Our government is falling apart, you see, and this is the office of our government.
Yeah, tell us about it. Is it going to have an effect on
Yeah, the this is absolutely terrible. Oh, go down, go right, please. Okay. Sorry. This is something terrible. In the middle of our presidency, the political parties have decided to overthrow the government. In the middle of economic and financial crisis, in the middle of this presidency, the whole world's watching us. We should perform, and we are fighting up against each other. And this is extremely humiliating, I think, for the whole Czech nation.
Professional life, what was the most creative work that you considered that you did?
Art and science are the most creative expressions of human soul. So my creativity comes in thoughts, and my creativity is in the field of thoughts. And I've invented a couple of things that I think excited me. This presentation I like very much because it's completely or almost 100% my own thinking.
Kolegyně, prosím vás, přestaňte tu kýlet, seberte se, vypadněte, nebo budu sdílet a nechte si svý řeči plánoucí, já jsem tady vedoucí.
What makes you successful in your job?
It's a lot about social intelligence. That's quite important. You have to know how to work with your people within your team, how to motivate them, how to supervise their work. So social intelligence,
to the right
is very important for you as a team leader. And also because I work with the outside environment, outside of the company, you know, you need to know how the system works, you know, how the outside structures are constructed, because you deal with them, you work with them, so you need to understand them. You can park here on the right, actually. I can stay for 5 more minutes and then...
Or here?
Yeah, this would be the best place. This is the for the Prime Minister.
This is for the ministers. Right place, yes. Would be nice to park.
Can you just tell me, how is exactly the work environment at Google? Because
The work environment is great. It's fantastic. You should come to visit us. You know, it's like a playground. We have a lot of these large balls, and we have a slide, and we have bars, and lots of different toys. And of course, we have everywhere the open space. Even the vice president is with us in the open space.
Really?
And I think that he enjoys it, because you know, this is really helping to make the making the discussion fast.
Nem csak a munkahelyi körülmények befolyásolják az ember kreativitását, de a város is erősen hat ránk, amelyben élünk. Az Európai Unió előrejelzése szerint az európaiak többsége, közel 80%-a városokban fog élni 2020-ra. De milyenek lesznek ezek a városok? Hogyan hat majd lakóhelyük az ott élő kreativitására, és vajon milyen módon jelenik meg a kreativitás a városokban? Ezekre a kérdésekre is keresték a választ a konferencián.
Prague, you know, being here for the fourth or fifth time, I recognize its incredible potential as a city, not just for historical reasons or the wonderful heritage, the buildings and so on, but there's an energy here within the creative and cultural sector.
Really?
That I find very special.
Can you point out some elements in Prague that you think are creative?
Well, this bridge is creative. We are on this incredible bridge. Look at these people here, young people sticking out their tongues, waving their hands, okay? So my sense of creativity is very much people combined with places.
Where are you from?
America.
What are you doing here?
We're here, we're an advance team for President Obama.
Really? Can we interview you?
No, we can't.
Please.
The CIA. Top secret.
Oh.
Kíváncsiak voltunk, különböző nemzetiségű utasaink mit találnak kreatívnak városukban.
Számomra az a megnyugtató, hogy egyre több olyan művészeti fórum, művészeti forrás, művészeti csoportosulás, társulás van mindenféle ágon, itt Budapesten, illetve Magyarországon.
Mit gondolsz, hogy a mi városunk egy kreatív város?
Minden bizonnyal. Nagyon sok olyan művészünk van, neves művészünk, akik szerintem világviszonyban is elismertek. Most az első ember, aki eszembe jutott, André Kertész. Tehát a világ
egyik... De most nem embereket nézel, hanem városokat, hogy mitől lehet kreatív egy város?
Szerintem egy város elsősorban az emberektől lesz kreatív.
We're from England.
Okay, and what are you doing in the Czech Republic?
We've just come to sample a bit of the culture and a bit of the atmosphere of the Czech Republic.
We're here for Paul's birthday.
It's his birthday.
Can you sing happy birthday for him?
Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chalksley. Happy birthday to you.
We have some very historic places back
we're from,
home.
We're from Nottingham,
so
Nottingham.
Like we've got the culture of Robin Hood and stuff like that. So
Russell Farm, a very well-known farm in Nottingham.
Yeah, really? With where Robin Hood once stayed when he was like
Where else?
I'm just trying to think, what else we do in Nottingham?
Like, where
football,
do you get
cricket,
your
cricket? Trent Bridge.
Those are creative.
Trent Bridge, TBR.
Mm-hmm.
you could choose any city, where would you like to live anywhere in the world?
That's a very difficult question. I should say Budapest, but I'm not going to say that because you are from Budapest, and I could say Prague because I'm here. I think there is no city in the world that I could choose as one city. What I would love to do is to create my own city, which would have elements from New York and San Francisco, from parts of China like Beijing, from European cities like Barcelona and Paris, from even cities which are not particularly well known in different parts of the world, smaller cities and towns, because each one has its own particular set of ingredients, its own individuality, and I'd like to combine all those individualities if I'm going to be living there for any period of time.
A kreatív lét egyik legfontosabb eleme a kultúra jelenléte a mindennapokban. A prágai eseményen bemutatkozott a Fest Club elnevezésű szervezet is, amely a legigényesebb művészeti fesztiválokat egyesíti világszerte. Ezzel egyfelől a kreatív tehetségek lehetőségeit is növeli, másfelől pedig a kultúra iránt érdeklődőknek nyújt eligazodási lehetőséget.
We really put together more than 1,000 festivals, in fact. So with this festival, these 20 festivals present here today, and national associations, much broader audience was taken on the floor. And of course they will join us with this Fest Club bus, which is an idea initiative of European Festivals Association to join the year of innovation and creativity.
It is about the quality of the festivals, it's about the artistic mission of a festival, it's about the projects, the innovative creative projects that we would like to highlight in this initiative. So actually it really is not the point that a festival comes from Prague, but of course, or from other parts of Europe or from the world. Creativity and innovation is a part of society wherever you are. It's a, as I said also in my speech before, it's a universal value. It's a value of humanity, and humanity doesn't know, of course, any national or any political borders.
So welcome to Eurotaxi. Where can I take you?
So many beautiful places
in
Prague.
I'm a local person, so if you get lost, I will help you, hopefully.
And how can festivals, or can they, boost people's creativity?
Every participation and attendance is already taking part in the creative process, encourage the debate and discussion and communication. So I think it's very important that culture can really directly affect your creative thinking. Vypadněte z mojí
kanceláře a pracujte tak, jak je žádoucí, hned já se. How much money I paid for you? 1,000
You owe an interview.
Oh, not possible, this is gratis.
This is normally my honored guest is Czech Republic. For this reason, I am thanks for the really excellent support this Republic for the Sarajevo Winter Festival. You have Karota, this is, you have Panorama, this Sarajevo, all people know. You have also many other vegetable production. In the potato, you like?
Yes, what
this
does
is very electronic,
represent?
You know. This is like one spiritual connection between the my world and the artistical world. How much money for this?
Taxi?
Taxi, yes. No, it's not possible. I'm only 1 euro. This is for you, very symbolic and very stable.
Thank you very much. A kolegyně, prosím vás, co děláte? Pracuje se od 8:30. Jste jediná, kdo to pořád nechápe. Tak vypadněte, na co tady čekáte. Where do you go now?
We go to the hotel to leave the materials.
Oh, what material do you have?
Cultural policy of Czech Republic.
Yeah, that's something interesting to study.
But you're not from the Czech Republic, right?
No.
Where did you?
We are from Serbia. And we are both part of the TKH platform, which is walking theory platform in English.
What is that? What is that about?
Many things, but it is basically a platform of collaborators dealing with performing arts theory, contemporary performing arts theory in its broadest sort of sense. So we don't only study theater, but how performance as a scientific term can be used in analyzing various cultural or even economic and many other things.
Do you change often your haircut and your hair color?
No.
No? It's usually how you wear it?
Yes. Uh-huh. This is usual. I just changed it for the conference a little bit.
Really? Yeah. What did you change?
It was like diagonal, like this, but now I put it like this.
Nagyon széles a skálája annak, hogy ki miben tudja kiélni a kreativitásán. Ki a külsejében, ki a munkájában, ki pedig az egyszerű, hétköznapi teendői során törekszik valami újra, valami sajátosra.
My name is Julia.
My name is... you can call me Mike.
And what are you doing? Are you a
We're
couple?
We're just walking around. We are
married couple.
We are married couple.
Okay, so let me tell you, we are here because we are interviewing Czech people about.
But we're not Czech.
By the way, you're Russian. We live here and work
Oh,
here,
you're Russian. Oh, okay.
So you made a mistake.
I'm sorry. I thought you were from the Czech Republic. Are you from Moscow or from
No,
Moscow?
It's from Nizhny Novgorod. It's about 400 kilometers to east.
Can you tell me what do you have that is creative in your life?
Uh-huh. I think she's the most creative person than me, so
really?
She would answer.
I'm creating my free time. I'm during all the week. I'm just wondering what we will do on the weekend and try to create something, some ideas. I just suggested Thai massage, but he refused it for this weekend.
What does creativity mean for you?
Creativity? Mm-hmm. Difficult topic, I could say. It's a freedom. Yes, creativity, it's great because you could do what you want and nobody could say what is right and what is not. To the right.
Când faci, de exemplu, de mâncare, când gătești,
da.
Te iei strict după rețetă sau...
Nu. Îmi place să fiu mega creativ așa cu mâncare, să fac așa și știu bine că totdeauna îmi face bine și iese așa fantastic mâncare.
Ok.
Așa e și cu poeziile sau cu orice ce scriu.
Ce te inspiră să scrii? Oamenii, natura?
Natura.
Natura
și... O să zic că și oamenii, la un moment dat.
Învățătorii și educatorii trebuie să fie foarte creativi, creativi 100%, pentru că tematica lor principală este jocul și joaca. Și acolo, într-adevăr, trebuie să fii creativ la copiii mai mici, dar dacă am observat, dacă nu ești creativ și la adolescenți, lecția nu mai este atât de interesantă și atunci nu mai învață absolut deloc. Deci
își pierd interesul
atât la cei mici cât și la cei mari. Creativitatea trebuie să fie prezentă, să uităm de problemele de acasă și să venim tot timpul cu ceva nou.
Cum încerci să fii mai creativ?
La un moment dat e fain întrebarea, cum încerci, că e până acolo, atunci faci sau nu faci. Încercarea nu există. Și prin a face ceva creativ, ce aduce ceva fericire sau nu știu.
Creativitatea, de fapt, este aducătoare de fericire.
Da. Un om, dacă e creativ, atunci poți să zici că e și fericit. Mai ales dacă îi place ce face. Și, na, dacă nu îi place ce face, atunci nu prea poți să zici că e creativ.
metode de creație?
În primul rând, eu tot timpul am spus că noi profesorii suntem ca și actorii și ceea ce transmitem este practic o piesă de teatru. Și atunci, dacă ți-ai învățat bine replicile și lucrezi interactiv și îi atragi și pe ei în lecția, da, deci să nu fie simpli spectatori doar și să perceapă ceea ce tu transmiți, este în regulă.
Visszatérve Prágába, ahogy ismét a Kreatív Európa konferenciára tartott a taxi, kiderült, a városban egy másik Európai Uniós támogatással létrejött konferencia is zajlik. A fiatal olasz pár egy nemzetközi magas energetikai és nukleáris konferenciára igyekezett.
Andiamo a una cena di una conferenza in quel ristorante sull'isoletta. Mm-hmm.
E qual è la conferenza?
È una conferenza di computing
for high energy,
for high energy physics.
Cosa fate?
Siamo fisici, physicist, we work at CERN. È un esperimento di fisica delle particelle, si fanno collidere due fasci di particelle e si studia il prodotto di questa collisione.
Quello che succede. Quello che cerchiamo sono particelle elementari e capire come interagiscono tra di loro.
È un po' complicato.
Il nostro lavoro è già molto,
molto creativo.
A prágai konferencián a művészet és a gazdaság összefonódására is láthattak igen meglepő és kreatív példákat az érdeklődők.
I saw both of your presentations, and they were really good and a great, very interesting. Could you please sum up in a like a very easy way? How would you describe your work?
The TILT organization in the western part of Sweden really wants to see how can art make us change perspective. We know there's in this recession we need to find new solutions of the problems, and we need to unleash the creativity at individual level in business and in a society. And we mean that the artists and the culture, they are catalysts for creativity and innovation. So by merging artistic competence within the business sector and the public sector, we really develop new kinds of methods to make creativity and innovation.
I saw your the videos that you showed during your presentation about that big project. What was that about? Could you tell me?
Well, the big project is quite special because it's also in agriculture. What's special about it is that it's a cooperation between a university and the animal welfare and the farmers union to develop new toys for pigs. And that sounds very strange, but actually it are European regulations were asked to have more diversion within the pigsties. And
diversion?
Diversion, yeah. I mean, they have to play more. I mean, pigs are very intelligent animals, and they really like to play around. And if they don't get enough toys, they're going to bite each other's tails off. But the funny thing is that, I mean, some people have some ethical problems with doing this kind of thing for pigs. Most of the artists who worked in this project are vegetarians.
Když ti květy, kosa kosí, když ti květy, dívka k nosu nosí, když ti rusy, kapku dává pít, jak snadné žít, snadné žít.
A Beugró ezentúl pénteken este 8 óra 10 perckor kezdődik.
Én neked nem bácsi vagyok, én neked
apa! Apa!
Ott a szololimba!
Beugró holnap az M1-en.
Az, akire ráillik a régi bölcsmondás, miszerint a lelencek bizassanak az egyház gondjaira.
Tony Richardson, négyszeres Oscar-díjas filmje Harry Fielding regénye alapján.
Tom úgy gondolkozott, hogy még mindig jobb egy akármilyen nő, mint semmilyen.
Tom a fattyú apja, a fejem teszem rá!
Mert tényleg nagyon jó képű.
Minek is van férfi embernek lánya, mikor kancák is vannak a világon?
Olyan bátor, és mégis gyengét.
Gyilkosság! Erőszak! Segítség!
Tom Jones. Pénteken későn este az M1-en.
Páratlan képességű lány, egy ősi tradíció birtokában. Életét annak szenteli, hogy másoknak segít. Ám hogy működjön a varázs, be kell tartani a néhány szabályt. A fűszereken kívül nem érinthet és nem szerethet mást. De egy rejtélyes férfi révén felbújtul e zárt világ, s neki választania kell, szerelem vagy hagyomány. Egy szépséges történet hűségről, elkötelezettségről és önfeláldozásról. Dylan McDermott fűszereplésével. Fűszerek hercegnője. Szombaton 20 óra 15 perckor az M1-en.
Egy hét múlva találkozunk, anya. Ez az első nagy versenyem. Most minden rajtam múlik.
Bemutatjuk az új Lenort, ahogyan még soha nem látta. Forradalmian hosszantartó frissessége érintésre felszabadul, és hosszan megmarad nap, mint nap.
Ne aggódj, sikerülni fog.
Szeretettel ölel, Lenor.
Töltsd le a Vodafone zenetárból kedvenc zenéidet egy hónapig díjmentesen a Nokia 5130-ra, mely most 9990 forintért a tiéd lehet. Vodafone, ez a te pillanatod.
Mucikám, eddig mi sem mentünk sehova, még a szomszéd cukrászdába se, de az FHB életjáradékból most arra is telik, hogy akár hetente új frizurám legyen. Hogy nézelődjek, s ha megtetszik valami, azt meg is vegyem, sőt, hogy vakációzni menjünk, igaz, Jenő?
Igen, Luisa, egy kis szabadság tényleg jól jönne.
Mit mondasz, Jenő? Utazni szeretnél?
Igen. Én mennék éjszakra. Te megmennél délre.
FHB életjáradékkal mindig biztonságban lesz, hiszen lakása haszonélvezeti joga is önnél marad. FHB időskori program. Segítünk, hogy könnyebb legyen az élet.
Hogyan is mehetne a bálba, ha nincs mit fölvennie, gondolkodott Hamupipőke.
Lépjünk ki a mesék világából! Ezen a héten az ötös lottó várható főnyereménye 1 milliárd forint! Mese szép!
Kínzó fej vagy hátfájás? Nekem ilyenkor minden perc számít. Én csak az Advil Ultra Forte-ban bízom.
A forradalmian új Advil a folyadék erejével elmossa a fájdalmat. A lágy zselatin kapszulából a hatóanyag több mint kétszer gyorsabban szívódik fel, mint a hagyományos ibuprofen tablettából. Kipróbáltam, tényleg hat. Gyorsan és akár 8 órán át. Advil. Erősebb a fájdalomnál.
A kockázatokról és mellékhatásokról olvassa el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.